Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Zion, looking at the fifth Mishnah, which is at the very bottom of Daf Nunhei Amud Bet, dealing again with issues of Skila and the specifics in this Mishnah about Megadef. HaMegadef, which is otherwise known as Mekalel, one who curses God, Eino Chayav Ad Shiyifaresh Hashem. So the first thing is that he has to explicate God's explicit name, Shem Hashem, Shem Havaya. I'm Rabbi Shur ben Korcha. Rabbi Shur ben Korcha gives us a little insight into how the process of collecting the edut about a megadef, because the obvious problem is any testimony is going to involve another mention of God's name inappropriately. B'chol yom danina ta'edim b'chinui. Every day during the process, they would have the witnesses testify using a nickname for God, Yakeh Yossi et Yossi. And now we're going to see what this means. Yossi, and we see why the same name is picked, because it's four letters, and it's got two of the same letters, a Yod and a Vav. Yakeh Yossi et Yossi, because really the only way you chai from a Kalat Hashem is if you curse God with one of God's names. Now, in Gemar Hadin, once we get to Gemar Hadin, though, Lo Horgin B'chinui Ela Motzi'in Kol Adam Lachutz, Sholenta Gadosh Menem V'Omer Lo Emor Masha Shamata B'Ferush V'Omer. So, we cannot do a Gemar Hadin without hearing explicitly what was said. So, they send everybody else out of the Beit Din, who doesn't need to be there. They ask the eldest of the Edim, who, of course, as remember, testifies first, and they say, say what you heard explicitly, and he says, "Va'dayanim omdim al raglehen v'korin, v'lo me'achin." The dayanim, everybody who's present, they stand up, they tear kriya, they don't ever rend that kriya. Va'sheni omer afani kamo, va'shlishi omer afani kamo, and any other edim there say, "I heard the same." They don't repeat it. So one time that they actually say Shem Hashem that way. Now, Tana ad shivrech Shem b'Shem. The Braita tells us that the only time you're chayiv from a gadef is if you curse God with the name of God. Minhani mili. So where do we get this from? Amar Shmuel, damar krav, and okev shem Adonai mochumat. This is in the story of the gadef, the Mekalel, and it says that, and God says that somebody who is nokev shem Hashem, v'nokvo shem yumat, by being no cave. Now, what does that mean? Mimai dahai no cave leisha de bruchi. How do I know that means a curse? Bruchi here is a euphemism. Dichtiv ma ekov lo kabo el. This is in Bilam's words. Says, how can I curse that which God has not cursed? Vazharate mihacha. So where's the azhara for this? Elohim lo tekalel, which also refers to Dayanim, and also refers to God. Ve'ema mivrazu. Maybe the lakov means to punch a hole in it. There's with Yoash, where he makes a hole in the delet where they're putting the money in. The prohibition of cutting up Shem Hashem, which is the opposite of what you're obligated to do with all of the pagan things you find in the land. The answer is, Ba'ina Shem B'Shem, B'Nokvo Shem, which means you have to use one Shem to be Nokev another one. Veleika, ve'ema demanach shnei shemot ahadari, so maybe he puts two names next to each other, uvazalahu, and cuts through them, meaning he writes them. Sahahu nokev chosev nokevu, that's just nokev twice, that's not nokev shem v'shem. Ve'ema rechayek shem apuma de sakina, so maybe he carves in shem Hashem on a knife, ubazaba, and he uses it to cut into something which has shem Hashem written on it. The answer is, hahu chorfa de sakinahu. The kabaza. There it's the sharpness of the knife, not Shem Hashem that's cutting through. So we played with all the other possible meanings of Linkov and said that they can't work here. So Ema Purushe Shmehu. Maybe it just means saying God's name. Here you have the same word show up. And these are people who are called by these names. This is when they take the census at the beginning of Bamidbar. And this would be the prohibition. Et Adonai Elohecha tira. You have to fear God, so you can't say God's name for no reason. Now, chada, first of all, this doesn't work to bayin Hashem b'shem, v'leika. Again, you have to use a shame against a shame. And just saying God's name is not doing that. V'yor habilei azharat asei, v'azharat asei lo shema azhara. The second thing is, et Adonai Elohecha tira is a mitzvah asei. So an azhara that's inferred from there, in other words, this a command to fear God implies you don't do certain things, is not called an azhara, and you can't get punished for that. V'bayit, for violating. V'bayit eima amakra, there's a third reason, which is v'yikov v'yikalel. It says that this guy who went out, who was later killed, v'yikov v'yikalel, meaning that part of what he had to do was l'kalel. So l'meimra de nokev klalahu. So you see that nokev is l'kalel, is to curse. So it's not any of those other meanings, like explicitly saying the name or cutting a hole. V'dilma ad avatarayu. So maybe it has to be nokev, which just means to say God's name. And l'kalel. So lo sakadai tachtichtiv otzeyat ha-mekalel. God says take out the mekalel to kill him. V'loktiv otzeyat ha-nokev ha-mekalel. He doesn't call him a nokev ha-mekalel. He calls him mekalel shramina charahi. So you see nokev and mekalel are the same, and therefore you see that it can't have either one of those other two meanings. All right. Tanu Rabbanan. Ish. Matam lomar ish ish. Why does it say ish ish ki kalel lohav? L'rabot et ha-goyim sh'muzharin al-berchat Hashem ki Yisrael. And this is the beginning of our discussion of, really the heart of the discussion of Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Ish ish ki kalel lohav is an allusion to the idea that non-Jews are also banned and forbidden from being, from kalala. Ve'ina nehragin el v'sayif. And their only execution is sayif. Shekol mitam uram b'nei Noach en el v'sayif. Now, the question is, do you learn the prohibition for non-Jews to mivarech at Hashem from ish ish ki kalel ohav? Mehatam nafka, we have it from a different drasha, which we're going to get to in a minute, which is Hashem, hu zu birchat Hashem. Where is that? We'll see in a minute. Napacha lo nitzucha el lervuta hakinuyim. That ish ish ki kalel ohav is there to add that not only saying Shem Hashem, but also saying any one of the other names of God. And only follows Rav Meir d'Tanya. Ish ish ki kalel ohav nasach eto. Matam lomar. Why does the Torah say that if a man curses God, he bears the sin? Well, kfar nemar v'nokev shem adonai mochu mat. It already says if you curse God's name, Shem Hashem, you die. So the answer is l'fishne mar v'nokev shem mochu mat yachol leichav al Hashem hamiyuchad b'vad. Rav Meir says I might think from that that you're only chayev for Shem Hashem. Another about kol hakinuyim. How do I know to include kinuyim like Elohim? Tamad lomar ish ki kalel ohav mikol makom. Divrei Meir. So Meir says that both Jews and non-Jews are in violation and culpable and executed if they are mekalel even b'shem b'kinuy. Chachamim omrim al shem yuchad b'mitam al kinuyim b'azhara. That you can only be killed for using shem hamiyuchad. If you use one of the other ones, you're warned not to do it. It's a wrong thing to do, but there's no, it's not actionable. Upliga de Rabbi Miyasha. That entire take goes against the position of Rabbi Miyasha. Rabbi Miyasha ben Noach shebirechet Hashem mechinuyim l'rabbanan chayav. In other words, the position that we equate the parameters given to a Jew and given to a non-Jew goes against Rabbi Miyasha, because Rabbi Miyasha says that according to the Rabbanan, a ben Noach who uses kinuyim is chayav. Remember, the Rabbanan just said that a Yisrael who uses kinuyim is not chayav. So, and our first approach in the Gemara was to equate the two. Rabbi Miyasha says we don't equate the two, and for ben Noach he's chayav. Mai tama da amakra kager ka ezrach. And the end of that pasuk is kager ezrach v'nokvo shem yumat. Why ger and ezrach means a ger, means a, we're learning it as a ger tzedek. Ger v'ezrach hu d'bayinin menokvo shem. It's only a ger v'ezrach that the threshold is so high that it's only if they use Shem Hashem. Aval ben Noach afil v'chinui, but somebody who's not a ger v'ezrach, even at something lesser, they'll be killed for. Okay, so now that's how Rabbanan learned it. According to Rabbi Miyasha, Rabbi Meir, ha-ke-yar k'ezrach me'avidah, what does Rabbi Meir do with that? If he says that a non-Jew and a Jew have the equal rule of dying even for kinuyim, the answer is ger v'ezrach b'skila, aval ben Noach b'sayif. The answer is ger v'ezrach, it has to do with the execution. Megadif gets sayif skila, but a ben Noach gets sayif for everything. Sal k'day t'chameinu hol v'itrabu itrabu. And why do I have to add that? Because I would think that since it's ish ish, and it's an extension to include goyim, I would think you also include them in skila, kamash malan, that not. Rabbi Yitzhak Napacha, who had the other position, who said that the Jews and non-Jews are equal in this, and therefore Rabbanan would say you're not killed for kinuyim at all, even non-Jews. What does he do with kager kezrach, which seems to distinguish Jews from non-Jews in this halacha? Different thing is that for a Jew, the only way you're chayiv is if you makalo shem b'shem, only shem Hashem. Aval ben Noach lo b'ayin shem b'shem. A ben Noach who just curses shem hamiyuchad will die. Ish ish lamali. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha, what's ish ish there for? If it's not there to include non-Jews in the prohibition, Tibrat Torah Shamanei Adam, that's just the usual rhetoric of the Bible, not to make a big deal of. Now, Tana Rabbanan. Sheva mitzvot nitzavu b'nei Noach. Here are the seven mitzvot of b'nei Noach. Dinim, setting up courts. The rest are all lotases. Berkat Hashem, we're dealing with. Avod Azor, Gil Arav, Shvichut Damim. Gazel and Eivor min Hachai. Taking a limb from an animal that's not yet dead and eating it. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Omer, he adds an eighth one. Af al hadam min hachai, meaning eating dam from an animal that's alive. Chid komer af al haseirus, neutering animals, for instance. Rabbi Shimon omer af al hakishuf. Rabbi Shimon says they are also banned from sorcery. Rabbi Yossi, and this way I indented it on the page, is really commenting on Rabbi Shimon, omer kolam rupashat kishuf ben noach muzar alav. Not just kishuf, but all of the subsets of kishuf. Lo imatzei v'cham ma'avir b'no v'toba esh kosem k'samim me'onem rachesh b'chashev v'chover chaver v'sho'ol v'yodani v'yidorei shalom etim, etc. V'glad tov et eila adonai l'echam v'shatam panecha. What's his argument? That God says, don't do any of these divinations or sorceries that the other nations do. That's why I'm sending out of them out of the land. V'lo anash ela imkein, he's here. And after all, you can't punish those nations unless they were already warned not to do it, which means they must be warned against any form of occult practices, etc. Rabbi Elazar mer afala kilayim. He says goyim are also not allowed to participate in kilayim. Which kilayim? There's about six different kinds of kilayim. Mutarim b'nei noach lebosh kilayim, v'lizra kilayim. They can wear shatnez, they can plant mixed seeds. V'enasun ela b'harba'at behema. The only thing they're banned from is crossbreeding of animals, of arkavati lahailan, and crossbreeding of trees. Okay, that's the Braita, with about five different opinions. The chief opinion, that the Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach, then we have the addition of Chanan Min Gamliel of Dam, Minachar Bechidka adds Seirus, Rabbi Shimon adds Kishuf, Rabbi Yossi is a subset, expands it to all of the divinations, and then we had Rabbi Lazar with Kilayim. So four additions, with one piece to the addition of Rabbi Yossi. So now, Minhani Mili, what's the source of all this? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because B'nai Noach means it has to be somewhere before the end of the Mabul story. So Rabbi Yochanan Damar Kra, Vayitzav Adonai Elohim al Hadam Lemor Mikol Eitzagan Achol Tochel. That is back in the beginning of Bereshit when Hashem tells Adam he can eat from any tree but not from the tree of the Eitz Hadat. So now, well, how do we interpret it? Vayetzav elu hadinin. Vayetzav is a reference to din, to setting up judgment. How do I know that? V'chein hu omer, ki idativ l'man asher yitzavet banav v'beito acharav, lishmor derech adonai v'asot tzedaka u'mishpat. That Hashem knows that Abraham is yitzaveh. He's going to command his children to do mishpat. So that's dinim. Adonai zu birchat Hashem. So vayetzav Adonai Elohim, Shem Hashem, that's birchat Hashem. V'chein hu omer, v'nokev Shem Adonai motumat. Okay, that's easy. Elohim, what's that? Zu avodah zarah. V'chein hu omer, lo yelacha Elohim acherim. Good. The next part of the pasuk is al ha'adam. Vayetzav Adonai Elohim al ha'adam. What's that? Zu shvichut tamim. That's a reference to murder. V'chein hu omer, in the aftermath of the Mabul at the Brit, Shofech dam ha'adam, ba'adam damoy shofech. The reference to murder. Leimor, vaitzav adonai lehim al ha'adam leimor. What's that? Zugilui arayot. Because the reference to a pasuk that starts with the word leimor. V'chein hu omer, in Yirmiyahu, Yirmiyahu points out that God is willing to violate, as it were, his own norms, because if a man divorces a woman, she marries somebody else, she can't ever come back to him, and yet God says, even though you've left me and gone to Avodah Zarah, I'll take you back. Lemor heini shalach ish et ishto, v'acham ito v'aytai l'ish acher, v'chazorai lav halo, techanaf ha'aretz, etc. Mikol etzagan, so God said you could eat from any tree, v'lo gazel, meaning you can only eat what I give you, what you're allowed to, which is yours, not to steal. Achol tochel, you may eat, v'lo eivr min achai, and not what I've forbidden you. So there's one thing that God has forbidden, so it's eivr min achai. Okay, that's the Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach, and that's the Mekorot. So ki atar Rabbi Yitzchak came from Eretz Yisrael, tani ipcha. He learned two of these opposite, meaning he had the same pasuk and the same results, but the sources were split. Vayetzav zu avodah zarah. Not vayetzav is dinim, but vayetzav is avodah zarah, Elohim zu dinim. So it's Vayitzav, Hashem is Birchat Hashem, and Elohim is Dinim, instead of Vayitzav being Dinim and Elohim Avodah Zarah. So it's the same thing, but numbers 1 and 3 get switched. Zunim, Bishlam Elohim Zudinim. I understand how Elohim could be Din Dichtiv, V'nikra Balabait Ala Elohim. We saw this in spades in the first parak. V'nikra Balabait Ala Elohim. Elohim there is a Beit Din. Ela Vayitzav Zu Avodah Zarah. My mashma, how did you get Vayitzav being Avodah Zarah? Hashem says to Moshe, Tapar Sinai, go on down, the people have quickly left the path that I commanded them, making the egel. He has gone away from the tzav, as it were. So my benayu, what's the difference between these two approaches of which pasuk to take? If a goy made an idol and didn't bow down to it, according to the second pasuk in Hosea, the first pasuk, they made an egel. That's already a violation. But the mandam akiyil halach that they have gone after hadel batra palachla. It's only when they go and they worship it. So that's the difference between learning from the two pasukim. Now, Amar Rava, umika lamanda amar goy shasa avodah zarah v'loshtachavela chayav. Since when does anybody think that if a goy makes avodah zarah but doesn't bow down to it, he's chayav? Vatanya b'avodah zarah dvarim shebeitin shel Yisrael mimitin alehen ben noach mutzar alehen. Only the things that in the context of avodah zarah that if you're Jewish you'll be killed for is a ben noach forbidden from. Ein beitin shel Yisrael mimitin alehen and ben noach mutzar alehen. But if a Jew wouldn't be killed for that crime, ben noach's not forbidden, and a Jew is not killed for making an avodah zarah. It's a lav, but he's not killed for it unless he worships it. So mutei mai lav mutei goy shasa avodah zarah v'shtachavela. Isn't that what's being excluded? So our papa lo limute gipu finishuk, give finishuk meaning if he embraces the idol, that's something you wouldn't be killed for as a Jew. So therefore, Ben Noach is not warned. Even nishuk demai, what's the case? Elam kedarka, if that's its form of worship, so bark tolahu, certainly a Jew would be killed for it because the general halacha is that the four avodot that belong to Hashem, you're chayiv for doing to avodah zarah whether or not it's the normal form of worship. But anything else that you do for the other thing, like throwing a rock typically in Markulis or Po'er in the Baal Po'or, you're chayiv only if it's derech. So if it's not its derech, al-mu'ute shaloka darka. So we must be talking about a case where the Gipu Venishuk is not the normal way, in which case a Jew wouldn't be killed. Therefore, Ben Noach is not banned from it. And therefore, if Ben Noach wants to throw rocks at Po'or, he's not even banned from doing that. Okay. So maybe that's what's being excluded, and not a case where a goy made an idol but did not bow down to it. Now, dinim b'nei Noach ifkud. Since when do goyim have a mitzvah about dinim? Which is what we started with. It was the first one of the Shavuot mitzvot. V'hatanya esu mitzvot nitzavu Yisrael b'mara. We have a tradition that b'nei Yisrael were commanded regarding 10 mitzvot in Mara, which is right after they crossed Yam Suf. Sheva shekiblu alayhem b'nei Noach, the 7 that b'nei Noach got, v'hosifu alayhem, and in addition to those 7, dinin v'shabbat v'kibud avayim. Those are the extra 3 that were added in Mara, which means that dinin were not part of the original 7. Now, dinin dichtiv sham sam lochok u'mishpat, shabbat v'kibud avayim dichtiv kasher tzivcha adonai v'acham. The second version of the Seret HaDibrot in Vet Chanan, both Shabbat and Kibbut Aim are followed by Kasher Tzivcha, as Hashem already commanded you. So the way this Midrash is learning it all, if you want to see a beautiful Sforno, take a look in Vat Hanan in the Mitzvah of Shabbat, Kasher Tzivcha. But the way that this Midrash is learning is Kasher Tzivcha is B'mara. So he gave you Law, Kibbut Aim, and Shabbat, the other 7 or B'nei Noach. V'yam Rav Yehuda Kasher Tzivcha B'mara. So Menachem Ravua lo nitzvcha elo la'eda ve'edi matra. So what he means is that the 7 mitzvot included dinim, but they didn't include the rule of the size of a Sanhedrin, or the fact that you need 2 edim, or the fact that you need hatra'at. That was added. So yachim ay v'hosifu alehen dinim. So then the Brita shouldn't say they added dinim, it should say they added hatra'at. Ela amar Rava lo nitzvcha elo dine knasot. Rava says what they added for Jews was knasot, like chatzi nezek, and like arba chamisha, and shloshim shalevet, etc. Then it shouldn't say hosifu dinim. It should say hosifu bidinim. They added a component to din. You know what they added? Bnei Noach were always commanded to do dinim, but Bnei Yisrael had the additional piece that they had an obligation to set up a court in every region and every city. Have Bnei Noach lo ifkud? What, Bnei Noach weren't commanded? Non-Jews are obligated to set up courts in every region and every city, just like Jews are. So that doesn't work either. Ela Amar Rava, so Rava solves it as follows. Haitana Tana Deve Menashehu. The Tana, who's the author of this bright of the ten mitzvot, is Tana Deve Menashe. Demapik Dach Va'ayil Sach. What's Dach? Dach is Dinim and Birchat Hashem, the Chaf. Va'ayil Sach, instead, he has seven, which is Seirus and Kilayim. The Tana Deve Menashe, Shem Mitzvot Nitzavun Enoch, Avodah Zor Gilor Ayot Shvichu Damim, Gazel v'imrachai seirus v'kilayim. So we see Tanur Menashe doesn't have dinim. So there were some rabbis who thought that dinim really were not part of the obligation of Bnei Noach, and that's that brayta that Bnei Israel had extra, which is dinim, Shabbos, and kibud avim at Marat. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Adam Rishon linstave el al avodah zara bilvad. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Adam Rishon was only commanded regarding avodah zara. Shemar v'itzav Adonai Elohim al ha'adam. God commanded man, meaning you have to listen to me only. Rabbi Yehuda and Vetero Omer, he adds, Afal Birchat Hashem. The Shem Hashem there indicates he was also commanded not to curse God. V'yishomim Afal Adinim. And the third one is also Dinim. Now, Kaman Azlanam Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda, the Amora says, Amar Rav, quoting Rav, Elohim Ani, when Hashem says, Vatzav Hashem Elokim, meaning, Elohim Ani Lo Tekaluni, I am God, don't curse me. Elohim ani lo tmaruni, don't swap me for any other god. Elohim ani yehem orei aleichem, my fear should be on you and not the fear of anyone else because you have a court system. See Rashi. Come on, ki yesh omrim. That opinion of Rav Yehuda, quoting Rav, follows the yesh omrim that Adam Rishon was commanded regarding Avodah Zarah and Birchat Hashem and regarding Dinim. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next podcast. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.